This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Career Development for Young Professional Staff. My name is Holly Hanna, and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie, and I'm the moderator today. I am pleased to be joined by our speaker, Katie Davis, who is the Senior Staff Training and Development Manager here at Perkins, and I've worked with Katie a lot, and thank you, Katie, so much for participating.
I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You have not been in a law firm before.
No, this is my first one. So I'm coming up on my third anniversary with Perkins. My entire career has really been in the same space. I've been in the business of helping people be great in their roles. So that started for me as a college career counselor at the University of Puget Sound. I worked in a variety of roles at a major insurer, really providing training, coaching, and general support for the advancement of people, process, and projects. So I come to the table with a master's degree in educational counseling. I have a kind of an outlier in my development. I have my chartered financial consultancy designation, which was kind of a carryover from my insurance days. And then I have ProSci Change certification and my SHRM senior certified professional certification. So right now at Perkins, you rallied off my long job title, but really I am here to, again, help people with a special focus on leadership support and coaching.
Yeah. And I can tell you just from my own perspective, like every time there's something that somebody is trying to figure out how to address in terms of, you know, how do I talk to somebody about this or how do I kind of like work on this? Like you are right there. It's like, oh, talk to Katie.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, the further on you get in your career, the harder it can be to really invoke those thought partners. Like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to feel like we should know, we should have the answers, or, you know, we kind of get our pride in the way of like, I don't want to seem like I don't know. But more brains are almost always better than one. So I love the opportunity to get in and help people move whatever they're trying to move forward.
So how did you end up at Perkins? What brought you here?
Yeah, it was a bit of a happy accident, honestly. So my job at State Farm was remote at the time, and the organization was really making some shifts away from that. Little did they know, I mean, clearly there were no mind readers that we were about to go into a worldwide pandemic and all of those organizational changes they would be making would kind of be irrelevant because we'd all be at home anyway. So I was really looking to leave on my own timeline in terms and not kind of ride it out to the very end. That was not a level of discomfort and uncertainty that felt good to me as a single mom with a mortgage. And so I was really applying very broadly for anything in the learning and people space. I've been kind of HR and learning adjacent for much of my career. So if you actually look at my resume, I was in the agency marketing department at State Farm. Is 4,000 people that I supported, but it, you know, it wasn't really learning, it wasn't really HR, but I was the person doing those things. So it was literally like a quick apply on LinkedIn. And I got the call, I was in Atlanta when I got the call from the recruiter and I'm like on my phone, what is Perkins Coie? Like who's calling me? You know, and legal is different for sure in some ways. But interestingly, the parallels to State Farm are pretty phenomenal. You know, a lot of the kind of attorney staff dynamics that we have in a legal operation are very similar to the agent, you know, State Farm agent experience with operations. And so it plays out a little bit differently, but the concepts were the same, which was really reassuring in a lot of ways.
So what do you find challenging about working at Perkins as somebody who not only has no previous experience in a law firm, but you're not a lawyer yourself, you have no background in law?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and thinking about the audience of this group, right? Like new professionals, starting a new job is hard, whether you're changing industry or not. So I think the things that were particularly challenging to me, there's sort of this sense that like the lawyers are so magically special. And they're amazing. Like they keep us employed for sure. And we're thankful. But I have typically found when we start to treat people differently, things get really dysfunctional fast. And so, you know, I have a couple of different experiences where, you know, I'd ask a question and we say, oh, we'd never take that to the chiefs, or we'd never take that to the attorneys. We'd never talk to them about that. We can't ask them to do blah, 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 even though that was exactly the thing we needed them to do. And it's been really a big adjustment to say, like, how are they supposed to know? Like, if we don't have the conversation, and kind of the converse was really, they would speak on behalf of, you know, well, the attorneys think this, or well, when, you know, was that recently? Was that one, or was that 50? You know, what are we really talking about?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, what advice would you give if somebody were coming into legal brand new, like you were 3 years ago? What would you have wanted to know?
Yeah. So definitely, if your firm has anything like a law firm 101 class, take it. Like, don't let your pride get in the way of doing that. Remember, it does take a long time to get comfortable and confident. So be kind to yourself and really actively manage your development. Like, you might win the lotto and end up with a great leader who is focused on helping you develop, but plan on it being you needing to be responsible for where you want to go and grow. And if you need help with a development plan, find me on LinkedIn and I will give you everything you need to get you set up. And I think the last piece of advice I would have is pay attention and trust your instincts and observations. Like, even though you may be new to legal, you're smart. You know, you just went through a grueling process to get in at a place. They trust you and you need to trust yourself. And usually when you hear the, that's not how we do it, that's the sign that you're probably on the right path and you want to dig in. So whether or not they understand it and whether or not you trust it in yourself yet, your perspective is exactly what needs to be shared. So lean into it.
Yeah. And I know that when I joined Perkins, like, my first year was full of whys. Like, I got to be the why person.
Yes.
You know, it was like, why do we do this? Don't we do this? Why don't we do it this way?
And surprisingly, a lot of times people don't know the answer. So, you know, keep that curiosity well beyond being new. It will serve you well.
And do you have any advice for law firms who are, you know, have brought in people who are non-attorneys and, you know, they want to make sure that they have long careers in law going forward. And I know we have to wrap up soon, but I'm curious.
Yeah. I think really remember why you hired this person. Remember that their perspective, even if it's different, might add some value, you know? So even if it doesn't feel comfortable what they're saying or what they're asking or what they're recommending, like, get curious, like, well, what part of this could apply? Or, you know, how can we leverage Holly's strengths as someone who has done blah, 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 just in a different industry? Yeah, I think curiosity is the key to most things right now. We often shut down things that don't feel comfortable, and that is problematic. Yeah. The last thing I would say is develop your talent fully, whether or not you have growth opportunity within your organization. It's your brand as an organization, how you develop your people. So give them everything you've got, from experiences to education to opportunity, so that they can be the most successful while they're with you. And they're a great brand carrier if they leave you.
That is fantastic advice. Thank you so much for talking to us and for sharing your experience and expertise. And thank you to the audience for tuning in today. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.